Mal, first of all, delighted to have you, and I'm sure you're delighted to be talking about an All-Ireland final appearance for Limerick.
Well, it's not something, Tom, that we get to talk to people about too often. We don't be in that many finals. It's 11 years since we've been there, and as everybody, the whole country knows at this stage, we've been waiting for the breakthrough since 45 years now, 1973.
Yeah. And tell me, what's the mood in the county? It must be crazy, is it?
Yeah, the place has gone fairly, I wouldn't call it berserk, but there's great hype now. Limerick had their media night, let's put it, nearly 10 days ago at this point, and there was disappointment in some sectors that there wasn't much colour out, but by God, there's a lot of colour out now in every single part of the city and county over the last week. The place is just covered in green and white, and there's great excitement. There's probably 40,000 people going to be there from Limerick at the match, and would you believe, at the Gaelic grounds, there's 20,000 tickets sold out just to watch it on a big screen.
My God, and is there enough? Have Limerick people must have a lot of contacts outside the county to get 40,000 tickets for Croke Park?
Yeah, because the official attendance was, or the official allocation would be, whatever, 16,000, and maybe a few more trickled back, so maybe that's 20. But then again, we've found cousins in different parts of the country, in Donegal and down in Waterford and New York and et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's even a GA board in China, and a couple of tickets came back from there as well, I gather.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Anyway, tell me about this team. There's something special about, obviously there's something very special about this team. You know, they're in an All-Ireland final, but there is an expectation that this team are good enough.
Yeah, a lot of the players have come through a relatively new academy that was established in Limerick maybe 6 or 8 years ago. So they would have come into that academy at the age of 14, 15, 16, and now suddenly they're 22 and 3, still young, but they form the backbone of the team. You know, the players like, you know, Keane Lynch would be a high-profile player, Garrod Hegarty, Kyle Hayes, Aaron Gillan. Those are players that would have come through an academy set up by a former Limerick hurling great, Joe McKenna, and a few others in the locality as well.
And obviously, you know, the campaign has gone well. Didn't win Munster, though.
Yeah, and the one game that cost us Munster was a blip against Clare, and that's what they're calling it, a blip. But things certainly didn't go right that day at Cusick Park, and that upset the whole thing. We finished third in Munster, as you say, runners-up to the runners-up in Munster. The All-Ireland Qualifier Series has been much more rewarding with the wins against Carlow, Kilkenny and Cork, so very much back on track.
Yeah, and we had a discussion here in studio on Wednesday night on our GA programme with Dan Hartnett and Ray Jurek, and they were talking about the game. And Ray was pointing out that Limerick have beaten Tipperary, Cork and Kilkenny, then normally if you had done that, you'd have won in All-Ireland.
Yeah, you'd nearly win back-to-back All-Ireland, I would think. But anyhow, that's the bottom line. Limerick have no medal as of yet. They don't want a runners-up medal. The players in question don't have any baggage in relation to the last win of 1973. They know nothing about it. But as you say, nothing won. Progress has been made. Limerick qualified from Division 1B of the National League. That was their goal at the start of the season, to do well in Munster. So I think they're ahead of their goal for 2018.
Could that be a factor tomorrow? You know, that this team might be satisfied with their lot at this stage?
I wouldn't think so, because getting to an All-Ireland final is so rare, and you know, it's like any player playing in an All-Ireland final. This bunch of players from Limerick will go through a stone wall to win an All-Ireland medal. They know what it would mean, just for themselves, but also for everybody would share in this. You know, we have a population of 160 or 180,000. Everybody in Limerick would share in this great moment if it were to happen.
Tell me, you've mentioned Keane Lynch and Aaron Gillan, among a few others. Who are the players we need to watch out for? Our Limerick supporters would be hoping, you know, step up to the bar tomorrow.
Well, there'll be a lot of pressure on many, many individuals, including, say, maybe Mike Casey of New Piercy, who were in the All-Ireland Club Final this year. The half-back line have a lot of responsibility. Dermot Burns, Declan Hannan, the captain, and Dan Morrissey. And then the forwards, you'll be looking for the inside forward line of Gillan, Seamus Flanagan and Graham Mulcahy to come up with scores, because you will need a couple of goals to win this All-Ireland.
And tell me, how are Galway viewed in Limerick?
Galway are viewed with a height of respect, and as you know, they're at full strength now with Garrod McInerney returning to the centre half back position for them. Oh, Limerick have great respect for Galway. if Galway are to win tomorrow, they'll be a great, great team. But Limerick are just trying to stop that. But they have the utmost respect for Galway. The only slight advantage Limerick might have psychologically is that they beat Galway when 9 points down in Salt Hill in a very important last round of the league.
Yeah. Is it a worry to Limerick followers that this team seems to be slow starters?
Well, they can't afford to get off to a slow start tomorrow because there are only so many memorable comebacks and fightbacks that's within any side in any sport. So, listen, we'd want to be shoulder to shoulder with Galway early on.
Yeah. I suppose the converse of that is that Galway, likewise, will be feeling that there's only so many teams. You can let teams back into games that you won't get caught. Because they've done that quite a few times this year as well, built up big leads.
Most notably in the Leinster final, and again against Clare when they seem to be out of sight. So they'll be hoping for a good start, and even if they were to go 5 or 6 points up, there's no guarantee that they would win it, because there's every guarantee that Limerick would come back. But Galway can't afford to let it slip anymore.
Yeah. It's been a good season for Limerick. You know, is there a genuine feeling that this team is good enough to beat Galway?
Yes, is the bottom line, but nobody is overconfident. We're delighted to be in an All-Ireland final for the first time in 11 seasons. We were rocked early on that day against Kilkenny when they scored two early goals. We're back in the final. Nobody is overconfident. It's pretty low-key, but I can tell you there'll be explosives tomorrow from 3:30 onwards.
Well, that's 11 years ago. Any survivors from that team?
There's a panellist surviving, which is... He's on the subs bench tomorrow, which is Seamus Hickey. He's a defender, and he'll be coming in maybe in a full back position if the need arises tomorrow. He's the only survivor. Brian Geary, who was there as well, he's a selector with the current Limerick hurling team.
And tell me, in strength and depth, do you feel this there? Who are the players that can come off the bench, or John Kiley can turn to tomorrow if he's in trouble?
Well, you'd have Willie O'Donoghue, who would be one. Shane Dowling, probably the most high profile. He came on the last day against Cork and scored a goal and 3 points. So he has plenty to offer tomorrow.
So I know what your heart is saying. What's the head saying?
It's also saying Limerick. It has to, because the heart rules the head.